WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Wesson here, and welcome back to Wake Up Winning. Now, I'm not talking about some fancy meditation retreat or chanting om in a yoga studio, though those things can be great. I'm talking about something real, something relatable, building self-compassion. Ever feel like you're your own harshest critic? Like that little voice in your head is constantly judging every move you make. You know, the one that whispers you messed up again or you're not good enough. Well, I'm here to tell you that voice is a total jerk. And it's time we start treating ourselves with a little more kindness. Because let's face it, life can be tough. We all make mistakes, we stumble sometimes, and that's okay. It's part of being human. But if we're constantly beating ourselves up over every slip-up, we're just setting ourselves up for failure. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or becoming complacent. It's about treating yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. So, how do we cultivate this magical thing called self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Acknowledge your struggles. The first step is recognizing that you're struggling. Don't try to bury your feelings or pretend everything is fine. Allow yourself to feel what you're feeling, even if it's uncomfortable. Remember, acknowledging pain doesn't mean giving into it. It means being honest with yourself and taking the first step towards healing. Think of it like going to the doctor. You have to be open about your symptoms before they can help you feel better. 2. Practice self-kindness. This is crucial. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a loved one going through a tough time. Would you berate them for making a mistake? Probably not, right? So why do we often treat ourselves that way? Talk to yourself as you would a friend in need, gently, supportively, and without judgment. 3. Challenge negative thoughts. We all have those negative thought patterns that pop up from time to time. But instead of letting them run wild, challenge them. Ask yourself if there's another way to look at the situation. Is your thought really true, or is it just a distorted perception? Remember, our thoughts are not facts, they're just interpretations of reality. Focus on your strengths. We often get so caught up in our shortcomings that we forget about all the amazing things we bring to the table. Take some time each day to acknowledge your strengths and celebrate your accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Remember, you are capable and worthy. 5. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help reduce anxiety and cultivate self-compassion. Try incorporating mindfulness exercises into your daily routine. Even a few minutes of deep breathing or meditation can make a big difference. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state. Alright, picture this. You're at work and you just messed up a presentation. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that little voice in your head starts whispering all those nasty things about being incompetent and ruining everything. But instead of letting it take over, you remember what we talked about today. You acknowledge that you made a mistake, but you treat yourself with kindness. You remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, even the most successful people. You take a deep breath, focus on the present moment, and decide to learn from this experience. T. Self-compassion isn't just some fluffy concept, it's a powerful tool that can help us navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So remember, be kind to yourself. You deserve it. And if you find yourself struggling, don't hesitate to reach out for support. Talk to a friend, family member, or therapist. There's no shame in asking for help. Remember, Waking Up Winning isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up each day with kindness, compassion, and a willingness to learn and grow. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, share it with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Until next time, keep shining bright, everyone.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.